from Fox Sports.
Hi, I'm Neil Collins.
Hi, I'm Joe Cole.
You are listening to the Unused Substitutes.
The Unused Substitutes.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitutes.
Get off the bench!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, I...
Ball's gonna bounce down. It's three in the box. Bicycle kick! Goal! Rowdies! What a play! What a shot! And it's 1-0 Rowdies!
Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Unused Substitutes live on Radio St. Pete, part of the Beautiful Game Network and sponsored by Roughneck Scarves. We're back for a little Rowdies Talk Radio, a little green and gold gospel, even though there still really isn't a whole lot to go through. We're going to go through it anyway. My name is Matt, and joining me on the other line is someone who might be able to explain what all those amendments on the ballot were about yesterday. Dan, how you doing?
Strategery. that's what the amendments were.
Did you see the Facebook meme where it was like all of them mashed up together?
Yeah.
I posted that, and like one of my friend's parents, like from high school, was like, that's only the first one. Like, he read through it and thought that still sounded like a legitimate Florida constitutional amendment.
It did, though. Like, that's the disgusting part about it, right? Like, yeah. But anyway,
it's like that whatever that Twitter thing is where you can like mash up tweets from two different people, and it's like that's how they made that, and it works pretty good. So but we're not going to talk about that stuff tonight, because we're going to talk, well, more, I guess, more slightly fun stuff. You got that email I sent you, right?
Yeah.
With the secret documents. Yeah, there's we still got no news, nothing about roster moves or anything yet. Maybe shortly. They're going to drop it on us on like a Thanksgiving or something. We do have some former players making arrangements elsewhere now. But we do have something kind of special for you guys tonight. Oh, I know. I'll ask you about it off the air because it doesn't really relate to the show at all. Jake had a chance to sit down with, and I've typed this a couple times. I still can't bring myself to type former Rowdy. It just sounds wrong.
He will always, always, always be a Rowdy.
I think I need to do it as Rowdy's legend. I can't call it, not on the roster, but always in our hearts.
Right.
I think that's the way to approach it. With Georgie Ristoff, it's a 30-minute long conversation. It's detailed. I listened to it last week. We put it up for our supporters on Patreon. Got a chance to listen to it a few days ago. I don't know if Jake's going to put out an article with some of the quotes from it today or tomorrow or something after we play it here tonight. But they touch on a lot of stuff. It's not just his time coming to an end here, but things in the future, the possibility of a Bulgarian-hosted World Cup. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Anything you want to talk about before we just go ahead and hit play?
Yeah, let's just hit play, and then we'll come back to it.
All right, so I know why bury the lead anymore. This is Georgie Ristoff talking on a variety of topics. Enjoy.
Now that you've had some time to think about it and gather your thoughts, can you just give us kind of your thoughts on the situation and your departure from the Rowdies after six seasons?
Yeah, well, obviously it's not easy. You know, you spend so much time with in this locker room with a lot of people that I, you know, as I said, become my friends forever, ex-teammates, people from the office, you know, it's like any other job, like, you know, any other guy working, you know, another job and spend a long time, it becomes friends and, you know, you get attached a little bit more emotional. But, you know, as I said, it wasn't my decision. My wish was to stay, but, you know, they want to go in different directions. Had a talk with, you know, with New Collins, and, you know, saw that, you know, they're not gonna renew my contract. So, you know, I accepted it, obviously. As I said, it would have been much better if I knew earlier. And even if I knew earlier, I still was going to perform to the best of my ability for the team and try to make the playoffs. But I think with certain players, maybe you got to be in it, you know, spend 6 years here. I've, you know, I don't owe anything to the club, and the club doesn't owe me anything, but, you know, it's better, you know, if you know early, so you can still have some home games left. And maybe, yeah, I got injured on one of the last home games, but it would have been nice to be on the field and say goodbye to the fans and still leave. You know, it's okay for any coach or a player, you know, if you want to go for, you know, different players and different, just in general, different way with the whole club, different direction. But you know, it is what it is, and I still appreciate and a lot for what everyone's done for me in this club, and starting from the people that work on the grass and all the way to owners, different owners that I had, first with David Luxor and then with Drew Edwards, and, you know, all the coaches, and I've learned a lot from everyone.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like just your biggest disappointment is that the fact that you didn't really see this coming, this development coming.
Say it again.
So it sounds like your biggest disappointment here is that you just didn't see this development coming. You wish you had had some.
No, I knew it was probably going to be changes, you know, with different owners, but yeah, I have to be honest, I didn't know that. I didn't really expect it. I didn't see it coming. And as I said, it's okay. That's how it's done everywhere else in the world, especially in Europe, you know. Mm-hmm. All the coaches, everyone's from Europe. So, and, you know, you'll know even 6 months earlier if you're not staying or no. That's okay. You know, I'm a professional. I'm always going to perform no matter what and give 100% for my club, for any coach. I've never had a feeling to any coach that, you know, I don't want to play for you. You know, I never, because at the end of the day, it's me, my performance on the field, and I have to stand up to my standards. And that's the only thing. It's not me not being the club anymore. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a time where you got to move forward. It's going to be a time that I'm not going to play in the Rollies anymore. And that's all good.
Yeah. So I was saying that I saw your Instagram post. Obviously, I know a lot of people were happy to see you give a message to the fans and get your piece out there. Have you been able to see any of the online support for you in the past couple of weeks? I mean, it's when the club announced that you weren't going to be coming back. I mean, it was just like endlessly for the next few days. I know Rowdy's fans were all showing a lot of support for you. Were you able to see any of that?
I wasn't able because that's what I said. And I don't want to put a lot of, you know, I don't want to concentrate so much on why I wasn't told, because I don't want it to look like, I'm bitching about it. but I accept it and I forgive. I always forgive. And just people learn from that. Everyone learns from it, you know. Either it's a coach or a player or anyone. But that's why I said it, because I couldn't really, you know, people support me in a way that, you know, I've been in big teams in Bulgaria, and I've had a great support too. But, you know, here was, you know, obviously I don't want to hide it. I performed for that team. It's not like, you know, but it was a great great support from me and great support. People just love me. I can feel that. You know, even if I'm not on the field, you go to like any grocery store, you see someone, and it was it made my life, you know, more fulfilled and everything. So I couldn't really, you know, just say thank you and goodbye. That's what I couldn't do, basically.
Right. And it's a lot of the people posting about you in the past couple weeks I've seen, it's just they're showing appreciation. It's not even them necessarily complaining about the club. They just want to show how much they love you. I mean, how much you've meant to this club. I mean, when people think of the modern Rowdies, I think the hardcore supporters, first and foremost, you're the guy now. I mean, you are first and foremost the modern Rowdy that people have in their head now. I mean, is that something you're aware of? I know you're a very humble guy. Is that something you think of?
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, I've been looking to maybe, you know, have the talent, because sometimes no matter how hard you work, you know, if you don't have the talent, you're just a hardworking guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is still fine. But I did put everything for that club. I had a lot of moments that I wasn't ready to play, and maybe it would have been better if I just played safe and just, you know, be like, I can't do it. You know, it can get worse. And I never did it, you know, not even for once, you know. That's what I think brings the player a little bit, you know, it separates a little bit from, I know a lot of people have done it, obviously, but, you know, I was doing it a lot of times for the Rowdies. And, I have no words to express how much I appreciate their support and, you know, in putting me up to those names, big names that were with the classic Rowdies back in the days. It's humbling and it's very, you know, it's just warming. You know, I don't know what to say. You know, I know there's so many players that also, you know, done their best and they also deserve acknowledgement. But you know, talking about me the way they talk, and I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. And that didn't come easy, you know. That didn't come easy. I had moments in my personal life and different stuff going on that, you know, you gotta still go out and perform. And on the mental side, on the physical side, you know, and like everyone, you know, like you, like everyone has their own stuff. So as I said, also our facility has been great. That helped a lot, you know. Play 173 games for six seasons. It's pretty good, and I've been lucky that I was healthy. I was doing everything I could to stay healthy. You know, like, and that's not easy, because people think you come to the training and it's just 2-3 hours, but that's just the training part, and then you gotta do the rest, the hydration, everything. For me, was planned, and it's gonna be planned until. Not until I just played. It built my character going forward in my life that, you know, I have to have a structure in the daily to feel healthy and good. But it was 24/7, especially in the mental side. You think about it all the time. Just the guys who play the game know what to be a professional soccer player. You know, it's like, it's not like a regular job. No disrespect for people, but it's not like you leave your job and that's it. You know, you go home and you don't think about it until you go the next morning again. Soccer is different, you know, like you live it. So you're so involved in the mental side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you've been an Iron Man for the Rowdies the past 6 years, and it hasn't gone unnoticed. I mean, that's what's kind of so disappointing about the end to this year. The last time we see you is go off the field with the injury. I mean, but you also got an assist that game, I believe. So that was helpful. First of all, how are you doing with that injury so far? I haven't heard anything about that.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm 100%. I've been training by myself. I'm being careful. I like to go play pickups with friends, some of my teammates, you know, Leo, Seba, Yog, Zach. They go play, but I just try to be, you know, I don't have to. I play a lot of games this season. But I'm 100% healthy, and, you know, my exit physicals were fine. You know, I do everything. I can, you know, I do everything 100%. It's fine.
Yeah. Where's your head at now? This is the first time you're going to be looking to possibly sign with another team. Where's your head at now? What's your mindset? You just kind of taking some offers. Where are you at right now?
Right now, I told myself that I'm not going to think about it at all, unless there's someone calling me or texting me and there's an interest, which there is right now, but I can't really say. But I want to take full rest the whole November, mentally, physically, and training. Actually, this is going to be my first off season ever since I came to the States, where we're going to stay here. We usually go back in the off season always in Bulgaria, but this time we're staying here. So I'm going to train a little bit more than usual off seasons. When you go back to Bulgaria, it's cold and it's not easy, to maintain. But I'm going to, train, stay fit, but I'm not going to think and make any actions until I clear my mind a little bit more. But I said it like, I feel fit. I can play maybe 4 or 5 years. I don't know. I can play 2 more years in a very high level. But it doesn't mean I have to play. There's certain things I've always wanted to do, but I couldn't because soccer was my life and everything. So I don't know. We'll see how things go. Sometimes you gotta wait a little bit to see how the universe is gonna run things, and it's a good timing because it's an off season anyways. So I can, wait and see how things are going. I'm trying different stuff, meeting with different people. I can keep playing, but if it's something that it's not gonna work, moving the whole family and obviously the financial part is, it's very important. You have kids, mm-hmm. you want to take care of them. So it's gonna be interesting to see. But I've always believed that changes. Change is never painful. It's whether you don't accept change. It's what's painful. It's not the change. It's not wanting to do it. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I imagine you want to take some time and reevaluate and recharge your batteries and take time with your family before you rush into anything.
Yeah, I'm not exactly. That's what it is, and. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking forward to. And I'm not nervous or anything because we'll see how things goes. And in fact, as I said, change is never painful. Only resistance to change is mm-hmm. Is painful. So I've always moved in my career, so it'll be fine if I have to move, but still it's gotta be worth it. And I like the area. I have so many people that I met here, so we'll see how things go.
Just this is a totally off topic, but I saw this morning that Bulgaria is gonna put in a joint bid with 3 other countries to host the 2030 World Cup. Have you seen this?
Someone told me about it. Yeah, someone told me. Someone told me. I haven't seen it, but someone told me. Yeah. That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting because it's going to be very, very passionate, Like, it's like South America, the Balkans, where Bulgaria is located, Greece, mm-hmm. Turkey, Romania, Serbia. And I don't know what these 2 countries are. I don't know if they say, but probably one of them is definitely maybe Turkey and maybe Romania or Greece. But there's so much passion. It'll be very interesting to see that. But the support will be amazing, and it won't be no different than what happened in Russia. I'm sure they're gonna organize it well. The Russian World Cup was amazing. Everything about it was great.
Yeah.
So I am a little bit surprised. I'm not gonna lie, but they will have time to prepare for that. I'm sure. And when it's 3 countries, it's gonna be easier. It's more countries, man.
So I kind of want to go back to something you mentioned before. I mean, when you're talking about what you might do next, and this is also your Instagram post. You said there's stuff that you are interested in, but you haven't been able to play soccer. Does that mean like you have other interests outside of soccer that you might explore in the future?
Yeah, well, music has always been the biggest prize in my life. I'm the only athlete in my whole family, you know, going back to grandparents. It's either just hardworking people, middle class, or a lot of music in the family. So I grew up with, you know, my family, my father, my brother, that's what my father used to do for a living. That's what my brother does for a living now. And I have, you know, cousin that lives in New York, conductor. My grandpa passed away two years ago. He was a conductor. My aunt, you know, it's all classical music or rock music. And it was all around me when growing up. So I started going to piano lessons when I was a kid before soccer. And that's where things were going when I, you know, the World Cup 94 in America, actually, in US, where Bulgaria finished fourth place, it's what really changed a lot of things for me. And then I started going playing soccer, which was pretty late for, you know, most kids go early. I started going, maybe, I don't know, I was 12 maybe, and I was actually 14 when I started doing it for real, you know, like going to academy. And I was just, you know, I was just getting better. And, you know, I had to follow this way all the way until now, you know. And I loved it, you know, I loved it. But it was always in the back of my brain, the music and just kind of to be one to be involved, you know, make, you know, on the producing side, maybe engineering, like, or maybe even making music. But that's something that, it's not easy. And, you know, like, you gotta have to know the people that are going to help you. But it's not something that I'm not familiar with because, as I said, it's been in my family since I was born, always. Mm-hmm. We'll see how things go. Me and my wife always wanted to make a nice little spot for healthy lifestyle, you know, food and stuff. We'll see how things go, but that's what will give me joy and passion and drive to do those things, and at the same time, you know, not be really, really stressed, because you will be stressed. Stress is always fine, but, you know, stress is fine, but in soccer is not easy, man. Like, you have a test every week, and I made it really hard for myself too, because I'm a little bit way too responsible. Even my mom used to tell me, you know, you're already doing your best, don't, like, you know. But I that never changed until, you know, the last game and the training with the rallies. I would have a training that's not good, and I'll go home and just unconsciously, maybe, it'll bother me. Mm-hmm. And it's a joy playing soccer, but you're also a prisoner of your, you know, of your own demands, which I had, you know, very, very high, very kind of demands and, you know, expectations from myself. Like, put it this way, a game that I played well, it was not good enough for me. I had to be the guy who is, you know, carrying the team. That's the only relief. And that happens rare, you know, that doesn't happen a lot. Mm-hmm. It happened with the rallies, but, you know, it's unreal to want it to happen every game. And, you know, I was sometimes wanting this pretty often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to tell you a little story about this podcast. It started, 5 years ago now. And the very first episode, Matt and Dan, the main topic they talked about was a fan in the stands who was just criticizing you the entire game, and they were defending you the entire time. They were, and I think his, and I just want to say, like, that this is a funny story, because this was back, this is the very beginning, I think it might have been your second year at the club. And they recognized then what you were doing was special, and that you could be a special player for this club. And, you know, 5 years later, here we are. I mean, you're the all-time leading scorer, most appearances. I mean, it has proven true. And also, I want to say that the U.S. Open Cup game, that one, and that is still the best live supporting experience I've ever had because of that goal that you scored. And the memories that you give fans, like just because of your work ethic and the way you play. I mean, that's special, and that's something that won't be forgotten anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it. You know, and those memories are not just your memories; they're my memories too. So
yeah, of course.
I'm joking here. I'm joking here, but you know, what I'm trying to say is that I'm enjoying them too. It's all, you know, it's like I hope that, you know, I did make you happy, but I was happy too, and I'm not gonna lie, the rally's done so much for me, and I appreciate everything. Like, I really, really appreciate what the club has done for me. Lee Cohen, who is the president. There's certain things you can't really tell on media, but, you know, everyone's had his rough times like I did, and he was there for me on the personal level. I mean, and there's things that are more than what people see in the numbers, mm-hmm. you know? And I felt it in the club. And, you know, it's been very, you know, it's been a big experience for me working with different coaches as well. Just try to get familiar with, you know, their mentality, their work, you know, the way they work. And you know, for me, I never really wanted to go into soccer after stop playing, because I'm a very good listener and I'm very good at doing stuff that I'm told to do. But I know some people would say, especially people in the team, I could have been more of a leader on the talking side. But I was just, as I said, I'll go 5 minutes ago. When I don't think I'm not good enough, how am I going to tell someone what to do? Do you know what I mean? I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I can show it on the field and talk on the field, but I was never like, you know, the talking guy, like, you know, that kind of leader. Because to be fair, I've seen a lot of them guys, and when they come to the field, you know, then they don't do the work, you know. So you can't have everything. For me, it was on the field that I had to just show and perform. Obviously, I was always a good joker with everyone, but when it comes to, you know the those leadership speeches and emotional, I wasn't the guy for that, you know. I wasn't the guy for that, and I'm sure people know, and especially my teammates. But it's because I was always so focused on my own things, and you know, I was trying to do my part of it and focus on my things, instead of talking here, you know, he should do this, you should do that, come on, you know. And it's all good, but there's people for that, you know. That's why I don't. Can I be a coach? Yeah, I know the game, obviously, but I don't know if I really want to go there, because you have to really, really have the drive, and you gotta make sure you're very honest. And if I have to be very honest, I just don't feel like, you know, comfortable, you know, being a coach. And I'm glad I had so many coaches and get to know every, you know, their fears as well, because you know, they do have fears, and that sometimes they're driven by them, and that's okay. And that's why you gotta realize that and still do your job, no matter if he's right or wrong. So you gotta stay on top of everything. And just basically, for me, my thing was just always just go there and do the job, you know, just make it happen, make it work. That's it, you know. And there was a lot of disappointments too, I'm not gonna lie, but you know what, that's what makes you stronger. It doesn't matter how much of a, what was the word, you know, when things that you say too often, trivial or whatever, that's the truth. You get stronger and stronger, and you build you as a player and your character, and you can't do it. You just can't, you know. And I was glad that I have the strength to carry on with not a lot of things that were not honest and they were done to me. But you know, it happens to other people too. Not just with the route, it's in my career in general. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in to wrap up or to close out, I'd just like to, if there's anything you'd like to, you know, anything else you'd like to say or anything you'd like to say to the fans, I'll give you the opportunity.
I have no words to express my appreciation to all of them, and this is a fantastic six seasons for me with the Rowdies. And on that club, before I came here, I wasn't going to say that I was going a little bit down in my career, but I had lost a little bit of the spark, because when Bulgaria, I had won everything as an individual player and as a team too. And I couldn't move. I couldn't make the big move where usually players would make when you're 25, 26. After you've won everything, you go to more to the West, to the big championships to play there, you know, Germany. So somehow I couldn't do it. And that, you know, a little bit put a little bit of a disappointment in myself. But when I came here, it lit the spark again, and I became the player that I was. And you know, I'm very thankful for that, and for everyone that work in the club. Physiotherapists helped me so much with everything to keep me healthy. And everyone, you know, everyone that worked for the Rowdies, everyone that was involved. I really thank everyone.
Well, it's certainly been a pleasure watching you represent the Rowdies the past 6 years, Georgie, and we're looking forward to whatever you go next in your career and your life. We'll be following you, obviously.
Thank you. Thanks. All the best to you.
All right,
and obviously, good luck. Good luck to the Rowdies, and I wish them all the best to everyone, from the coaches, players, everyone. I wish they get better and they make the playoffs and even won the championship. It'll be great. I will cheer for them, for sure.
Georgie's my hero.
I love that man so much.
Like, and it's one of those things, you know, you kind of, we have the, you know, the TIFOs and the chant and the, you know, we've done episodes about him, and, you know, you can kind of write it off as, you know, kind of playing along with the whole thing. But this is a guy who genuinely gets what this team means to the fans and what he as a player has meant to us. And as much as it sucks to find out that he's going, it would have been even worse, I think, if he left with a bad taste in his mouth. And I don't get the impression from that interview that he does. Like, this is a thing that happened. Okay, you know, hope you guys win for the fans. Wish everybody the best of luck and go. Like, he's got the perfect attitude for someone facing this, which, I don't know, more of us could probably use that same attitude in everyday life.
Yeah, I mean, I can probably sit here and talk for another 2-3 hours about the greatness that is Georgie Ristov on and off the field. Just an all-around great person. And yeah, as Jake tweeted out right before the show, that was probably the most talkative I've heard him in a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He answered everything, and they had to stop and start the interview a couple times because of the cell phone connection and everything, but that, I don't know, we've had a lot of interviews, either people live on the air or recorded stuff like that. And I know the Neil one was pretty good. This one blows them all away. I think that was a fantastic job by both of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jake is just great as always. I mean, it's Jake. And Georgie, a very talkative Georgie, it was great. Absolutely enjoyed that interview from start to finish.
The one thing that kind of jumped out at me, you know, because we didn't really know a lot about Georgie before he came here, but you know, for him coming here, and you know, we find out more stuff later on, he had been a trialist with Philadelphia. They had with Philadelphia Union, they had kind of recommended him to, I think, Perry Vanderbeck, and they brought him down for a tryout and gave him a contract. And you know, he here he is leaving his home country, where he's, like you said, he's won everything, and he's hoping for that, you know, like a big move to a team in Europe or something like that, or coming over and maybe getting a spot in with an MLS team, and none of it pans out. So kind of when he came here, it was kind of a tough time for him in his career, but none of us knew that, and it's not like he's going to come out and say that, like, well, you know, I hope to be somewhere else, but like it strikes me as a case where, like, he found the club he needed to be at, and the club founded the guy they needed to have at the right time. Like, there's never going to be another Georgi Ristov, and that's okay.
Well, I don't know about that. Like, he's a talent. He's great. But there'll be one or two more, I think.
I mean, there'll be good players, and there'll be players that love the fans and have a connection to the area. But, like, they're always going to be thought of, oh, yeah, he gets it like Georgi got it. Like, he set the bar for whoever else comes after.
Definitely. I mean, he's been – Georgi is, like – we've said many, many, many times on this podcast, Georgi was the constant. He, you know, since his first year here, he was the constant. He was the face. He was the name people knew. And, you know, like Jake referenced and we have referenced, that first episode was just someone, I was talking about somebody heckling him, but that's probably because he was the only player that guy knew. And when you're, you know, when you're the name and you're the face, you're going to get unfairly blamed for faults and weaknesses in the squad and overly praised.
That just gave me an idea, because we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with next week.
Yeah.
We should replay the very first episode.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's I'll have to dig up the audio and go through and probably maybe beep some language out so it's for Radio St. Pete. But that, I think that's what we'll do next week. We'll put the very first episode on.
Oh, God. Yeah,
that'll to reference. So let's see if we can, I don't know, do you have a table nearby we can pound while we're talking?
Yeah, right.
That remember was... that? Oh, man. It's not the most professional in the world. Neither is this, but this is way better than what we were doing at the very beginning.
Yeah, you guys can appreciate how far we've made it since then.
Although we had like steaks or something for that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was bratwurst, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Beer
or was that
and brats.
The second or third one?
I thought that was beer and brats. Was the first episode.
Beers and brats. Yeah. Oh man, good times. All right, so we will dig that up for you guys next week. You know, it's if I'm being selfish, I hope Georgi pursues his interests in the music field or the healthy living area, because I don't know that I could bear to see him come back to Al Lang in a different jersey, or, you know, maybe he can go join Cody in New Mexico and we wouldn't see him until the championship game, if that. But I hope that, you know, whatever it is that they're going to do for him, because he mentioned in there that he hated that he, you know, wasn't able to say goodbye in the shirt, you know, for one night, if we can bring him back out in the jersey for one night, regardless of what he's doing. Or where he is next year, because I think that's the way he wants to go out.
Didn't they say there's going to be a Georgi appreciation night?
Or there'll be something, yeah. I hope it's not retiring in the number, because we talked about that. Yeah, but yeah, bring him back out and let him come out in the kit. Like do like a 1 day contract or something, or if he's somewhere else, like sign him on loan for something, or I don't know. They'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're good about it.
Speaking of figuring things out, I was thinking about this during the interview. So I renewed my season tickets last week and talked to the ticket rep for a while. They're definitely doing some things this year to make the season tickets worth the expenditure over buying like game-to-game tickets. There's going to be private events, season ticket holders. And they asked me in terms of like a season ticket holder gift, they're thinking of something along the lines of like, a hat or a scarf, or, you know, I don't think they'd go as far as a jersey, but possibly a t-shirt or something like that. And I told them, I said, everyone that's ever mentioned anything to me has said a scarf, like a season ticket holder scarf, which, so I'll put it out there. If you guys have any ideas, or I'll put it out there as a poll also, just so we can give them some feedback from the people who would most likely be involved in all this, what they'd be interested in. But prices are locked in. I think it's through November, basically. If you do the season ticket renewal, you get it at the 2018 prices. And they put out that thing about the $100 deposit. Is that's geared more towards new season ticket buyers. If you're a current member and you renew, you still get the deal with the $25 for the team store to use in December. So. If you haven't done that yet, get a hold of your ticket reps. I know they're calling. Did you get your call?
Yes, I got a DM saying they called and I didn't answer because of work. And this is them. They did reach out. They're doing well. I just haven't had a chance to call them back about it because I have been busy and not really able to talk on the phone and buy pre-season tickets yet. But they have reached out, and I apologize to everybody there that for not answering.
Because that was literally the last thing. Was there anything else we can do for you? I said, yes, please call in. And oh, we got him on the list, and I heard a guy in the background. I got him. He's on. So we have different reps, but made sure someone was going to reach out to you.
Yes, I did get a call, but I was working and I couldn't get to my phone for it.
All right. Well, at least I know that they made good on that. They sounded happy with the transition, and they're now working. I guess they're working out of Tropicana Field. I'm not sure. But seemed excited for the upcoming year and the stuff that's going on. So we'll wait and see more. San Antonio's been making player announcements. Indy's gonna said something about team news on Monday. So maybe we'll start getting some news next week, and then we'll have. So next week you're out of town, you said.
Yes, I will be on the other coast of Florida.
And we're going to replay the other episode, the first episode. And then the week after is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. My parents from the other coast are coming over. So I would doubt that we would do something that week unless there's like some major earth breaking news, but highly doubtful. So I don't know what we'll do with that week. We'll try and figure out something. And then I guess we'll be back the week after Thanksgiving. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Unless you, so like you said, there was earth-shattering news.
Right. All right. Anything else we need to throw out there for tonight?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, it's kind of a short one, but I think it's one of the better ones because you got to listen to Georgie for once, not just in the intro, but sharing his opinion on a lot of stuff. Like, it's cool that he has all those interests, and it sounds like he was kind of headed towards. Maybe something musically. Is it his brother that's like a Bulgarian death metal guitarist or something?
Yeah.
Like he was kind of going down that road, something musically, and then Bulgaria's finish in the '94 World Cup kind of says, "Oh, well, you're good at the soccer thing, so try that for a while." And it's kind of taking him all over the place. So, whatever happens, best of wishes. Always welcome on the show. Just ignore that tweet from a certain. Purple team in the middle of the state talking about holding tryouts. You don't want that. Don't go there. That's a dark place.
I think I don't think he would do that.
I don't think so either. Plus it's dropping down to like League One or whatever they're calling it now. All right, USL Cup is tomorrow night. You want to make any predictions real quick before we go?
I don't even know who's in it.
Phoenix and Louisville. I picked the final two. I missed a couple games. In the other rounds, but I picked the final two. I've got Louisville going out as a 2-1 winner over Phoenix in what is being billed as Drogba's last professional game, but then he said something today about how he's had offers from other places. So I'm sure Neil's trying to talk him into coming to St. Pete.
No, please don't.
Trying to make that urban legend finally come true.
I mean, if we get Joe Cole and Didier Drogba on the field at the same time for like a half a season, I might be down. But otherwise, no.
That could be a Georgie testimonial right there.
Yeah,
that'd be big. All right, so Phoenix knocked off Orange County, the top team in the West to get here. Louisville knocked off the Red Bulls, Louisville destroyed Red Bulls, who held on for a 1-0 win over Cincinnati and knocked them out of the league.
Oh, I'm well aware of them knocking Cincinnati out. Joy to the world.
And then Louisville just dismantled him 5-1 the next week. I'm picking Louisville. Now, they're not playing at Slugger Field, though. So they're going to lose the advantage of the supposed turf and the pitch size. They're playing at a local university field. The drawback is going to be that they can only hold like 5,000 fans in the normal seating, and I think they're going to add temporary seating to try and get to like 7, but they're not going to match the 18,000 they had there last year.
Yeah,
I don't know how big. I mean, they made sure to get the supporters groups and the season ticket holders in, so I think they're going to have what they need to get it done. I think Louisville wins this. I really do.
So you think they repeat as champions? I hope so. I mean, I don't want Phoenix to win. I don't like them. I just don't like, let them be a brand, not a championship.
So we'll talk about that. That'll be one of the things on our list when we come back, I'm sure. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, Dan, if we're not going to be on until after Thanksgiving.
You too, sir, and I'm sure we'll talk in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. I'll be flooding your DMs with other things, I'm sure, between now and then. I think that's pretty much it. If you like that Georgie interview, we've had that for, like, what, a week now, almost?
Yeah, just about.
Our Patreon supporters have had early access to that interview for just over a week now. If you'd like to join the exclusive club, membership has its advantages by some vague definition of the word. You can go to patreon.com/unusedsubspod. There are levels of support anywhere from $1 up to, you can kind of name your own. Every bit of it goes to, you know, paying hosting costs and websites, domain names and all that kind of good stuff. And the Spotify fee that we pay to be on Spotify and all that good thing. If you'd like to do that, we would, of course, be grateful and gracious. Well, grateful, at least. I don't know how gracious we've ever been.
I'm never gracious.
I mean, we're not, like, intentionally rude. We're just dumb. We can't help it.
It's true.
But we'll be back with a new show in, what, 3 weeks, I guess? 2 weeks, 3 weeks? We'll do a repeat of the very first episode, assuming I can clean it up enough. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you guys to our sponsors, to our friends and sponsors, at Wolfneck, at Radio St. Pete, at Beautiful Game Network, Roughneck Scarves, the official scarf supplier for MLS, USL, and U.S. Soccer. Get custom scarves for your group or team at roughneckscarves.com. This has been the Unused Substitutes, signing off for a little while, and we'll talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Peace.
The radical there, the radical there, they get along.